golf, cocktails, and food. Go to KTRS.com now and download your entry form. Then sign up and reserve your spot before they're all booked up. The KTRS McGraw Open, to benefit our veterans, is presented by Altair Travel, Gelmish & Sons, and Outdoor Living.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. Well, it's gumball season again. And if you have gumball trees, you know exactly what I mean. Wouldn't it be great if you could keep those gumballs from falling out of the tree in the first place?
You can do that?
No, not really. But that would be really cool. But that's not what this commercial is all about. This commercial is about getting rid of those gumballs once they're on the ground. For that project, you're going to need a nut wizard.
A who?
A nut wizard. While the nut wizard won't keep the gumballs from falling out of the trees, it will help you clean them up off the ground. The nut wizard is a long-handled tool. You just roll it over the gumballs on the ground to pick them up. When the nut wizard is full, you just empty it into your favorite receptacle. So don't break your back bending over to pick up those gumballs one at a time. Stop by Schnars and pick up a nut wizard.
A who?
A nut wizard. Schnars Hardware, where you don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. Now with two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For hours, locations, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Bad things can happen late at night. And in Washington, D.C., late-night closed-door meetings could spell higher costs for millions of older Americans. Congress is secretly trying to revive its failed health care bill. They're cutting deals to let the big insurance companies charge you even more. It starts with an age tax. If you're 50 or older, they can charge you five times more than everyone else, up to $13,000 more per year. Now they're going after anyone with a pre-existing condition, letting insurance companies charge you thousands more if you're sick. They could even deny you life-saving coverage if you need treatment like chemotherapy and dialysis. And it's all going on behind closed doors in Washington. Call 844-833-9664 today and tell your member of Congress to stop the backroom deals, stop the higher prices, and stop the age tax. Paid for by AARP.
You've heard me talk about Window World for at least 15 years. You've heard me talk about how great of a price they are, the original $189 window guys. You've heard me talk about how great the windows are. They come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. You also heard me talk about Window World when it comes to customer satisfaction. Well, now, they've just been ranked Window World highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors in a J.D. Power study. So you have independent verification that Window World is the best. So, this spring, if you're looking for windows or replacement doors or siding, it's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. St. Louis Company through and through, and we've watched them grow throughout the years, but that same commitment to customer service is still there. 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800. Or, of course, always online at windowworld.com.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Now I'm in my 80s. It's still true. There's only one bottom line in weight loss. It's taking in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more than that, you will lose weight. If anybody asks, I need weight loss, do you guarantee I will lose weight? Yes. And if you call me back, even in just 1 week, and tell me you didn't lose weight on 1,200 calorie plan, I play no games. I will tell you that you are either cheating or lying there in a coma, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks or contracts to sign. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating serves you what you should be eating for the rest of your life. Meals are freshly prepared, not frozen, and include fresh fruits and vegetables. Go to SeattleSutton.com or 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Call us right now. You'll be glad you did. 800-442-DIET or SeattleSutton.com.
This is Jim McMillan. You know, I've been a family man for a long time, and now I want to tell you about another family that I just love, and that's the Fertilome family. Fertilome is known across the country as one of the most complete families of products that goes to work on lawns and gardens every day. Tree foods, evergreen foods, lawn foods, weed killers, insecticides, fungicides, and the list goes on and on. Chances are that when you visit your favorite nursery, one of the first names you see is Fertilome, because your nurseryman is a pro and he knows there's always a cure for your lawn or garden problem somewhere in the Fertilome family. When you buy a Fertilome product, you buy years of testing in the industry, and many of those products are not found in any other line. So why not make Fertilome a member of your family today? So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, what a great family.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name, Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at SoundHealthServices.com. SoundHealthServices.com.
Are you a cat fancier or a dog lover? No matter which, now is a great time to adopt a pet from the Humane Society of Missouri, APA Adoption Center, 5 Acres Animal Shelter, or St. Louis County Animal Care, and receive 10 $2 Dogs vs. Cat Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Find a furry friend to fill your heart and fill your wallet with chances to win prizes up to $25,000. Details at hsmo.org.
We discovered that my daughter was using drugs. We were really at a loss. We'd been told by so many people to kick her out, to use tough love. You can't take a one-size-fits-all approach to substance use disorders. They're all different. You are the only one that knows your child. It's a slow process. And although it hasn't been perfect, she's not using drugs anymore. We're really hopeful. We're all in recovery from this disease.
There's hope and help at drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug-Free Kids.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners.
That's FM.
There's no fun left on the air.
Oh, here goes early.
Full of tech and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of.
In my pocket.
Oh, I got one.
We're about to
just don't have any fuel.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 3rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by A-M-I-N-I-S. That spells Aminis. Yes, yes, yes. I just made that up just now. I can't believe it.
Wow.
It just came out of me. Wow. Talent.
That is something.
Aminis is in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. There's a copper dome on top and a lot of really good stuff inside, but no junk. They don't deal. They're not in the junk business or the mediocrity business. We'll talk about Aminis and a great joke. It's been a while since I've told, but first... Look who's at the control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, it's a perfect time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I don't think anybody who has ever worked here has attracted more chicks than this next guy. And I think it has a lot to do with bass guitar, being a musician, being in a band, and just flat-out really good looks. I'm talking, of course, about Dan Strauss, who's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Hebe, you're always happy. I guess it makes you feel good to keep people safe, I guess. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
No.
What's he saying?
What?
I don't know. I can't understand him.
Oh.
Just say anything. Say one
cheese.
Word. Okay, now I understood that. Say cheese. It's obvious we didn't have a routine today. Would you please say hello to Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra? Oh, yes. Who doesn't like good polka music? Is a polka dot like a polka dot dress and the polka? Is there any connection there? And why is it called polka dot, not just dots?
I don't know.
I need to check. Look into that. So, Dan, that'll be your assignment. Look into that.
Mine?
Okay. Yeah, we're brought to you by Meanies. And I'll tell you something. Before I talk about a Meanies, I got another request, and I get hundreds of these. You got your harmonica?
Yes.
Would you get it, please?
Yeah.
This is an email just says, Frank, love the show, love Dan, love Peon, love everybody involved in the show. And it just seems like it's been a while since you guys all together sang Down in the Valley and had Dan play the harmonica. And this is perfect timing. What a great coincidence, because I'm supposed to talk about Amenies, which is Down in the Valley. So can we, for this email listener, give me a note. Peon, you're not doing... that's it. Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. I had a little yodeling effect on there.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
I love getting emails like that. Thank you so much for writing and requesting that, as hundreds do every week. We're brought to you by Amenies. Dan, you're supposed to say.
Oh, who wrote that?
No, it's too late now. You're supposed to say who wrote it, who's it from. And you always do.
I know.
But you didn't this time.
But
no, forget it.
I actually thought it was real email.
It is a real email.
What are you talking
about?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, who sent it then?
Wanda Wallenhauser from Morris Mill, Missouri.
Morris Mill?
Yeah. Thank you, Wanda.
Wow, thanks.
Appreciate the email. We are brought to you by Amenies, and they don't sell any junk. Every time now that I see a furniture ad or hear a furniture ad, or whether I see it, I just think, wow, you know, there's a lot of furniture in the world and a lot of furniture stores, and it does seem like it, mattress sales. Every day, everywhere, you'd think people buy mattresses once a year. They don't. How are all these mattresses? I'm getting off subject. My point is this. Every time I see all that, I'll say, I don't think any of that is anywhere near the quality of what they sell at Amenies. That's not to say some of it's not perfect for what most people need, but when you have reached the point where you can afford and deserve the very best of the best, then you go to Amenies, because that's what they carry. Patio furniture like you won't see anywhere else. Oh, there are other pieces of furniture that look like that. Oh, there's a table with some glass things in it, and it lights on fire in the middle. Yes, they have cheap versions of that stuff. They have cheap gliders and recliners and chaise lounges, but they're going to fall apart sometimes in a season, and you replace them with more patio furniture. And by the time you do that two or three times, you could have maybe bought the good stuff. And the good stuff is at Amenies, and I'd like for you to go take a look at it, as well as the great other pieces of furniture for the rest of the house that nobody else sells. Nobody sells this level of quality, but they do at Amenies. And, of course, that's not exactly what I would call fun purchase, a couch, or could be, but real fun is pinballs, arcade games, shuffleboard, pool tables, that kind of thing. And they have plenty of that, too. They are Amenies. Copper top, can't miss it outside, don't want you to miss the inside. And please, every week or so, check the website, because there's always something special that you might want to... might be just exactly what you've been waiting for, this particular deal. That's A-M-I-N-I-S, Amenies.com. I'm going to share this simply because I don't want anybody else emailing me anything like this, because I don't go for this. And so, sometimes I guess people don't understand our sense of humor or the direction of the show, and they send me things like this. And I don't think it's funny at all. Listener Tim... Remember I said earlier that when men get older, they usually get better looking?
Yeah, right.
It's not fair. He said, speaking of men getting older and women getting older, what's the difference between men getting older and women getting older? And he says, when men get older, they start looking like Sean Connery. When women get older, they start looking like Sean Connery.
See, it's not funny.
No.
And what Dan just did is what we call nervous laughter.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're uncomfortable, you laugh. It's a nervousness.
Yes.
That's not funny, Tim.
No.
Don't you ever send me anything like that again. I hate to be harsh with a listener, but we don't go for that.
That's putting down women.
It is putting them down, especially aging women. I don't go for that. Former President Barack Obama has just made a speech for $400,000, a one-hour speech. He has another one coming up he's going to make to Wall Street for $400,000. And he and his wife, Michelle, have already taken an advance on a book from each of them for $65 million.
Holy moly.
It pays to be president.
Wow.
Now, I read an article this morning, and somebody was criticizing this. I will never criticize. There's not one of us who wouldn't take 400 grand to make a speech.
Why would they be criticizing
that? Well, they all do it, too.
Yeah, they all do it.
Of course they all do it.
That's the problem with politics. Though. Everybody thinks, oh, look at Barack doing that.
Like they wouldn't do it.
Bill Clinton does it.
Or he's the only one that's ever done it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I have no problem with anybody taking a huge amount of money from anybody who's willing to pay it, as long as it's not criminal. And there's nothing criminal about it. It's a speech. Now, I don't know what you could say in an hour. It's worth $400,000, but I do want to announce this. I am available, and I'm not going to ask for $400,000. I'm available at $10,000. That's cheap for an hour. Imagine the jokes you'll hear. So just kind of keep the frank opinion at yahoo.com.
I'm bookings. Available for $4,000.
$4,000?
Yeah.
That is a deal.
Yeah.
And you bring the harmonica?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. What if they hired both of us?
Oh.
That's only $14,000.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
What a show. What a show that would be. Angie's List, which I've never been a fan of because I don't think most people understand how it works. It's not completely... objective that you pay, and then it's possible to kind of derail your competitors. Nonetheless, it just sold for $500 million.
Angie's List.
These people, these .com people. How come we didn't get that brain to create something like that? Window World Trivia Night, May 20th. We still need two couples. Folks, here's what's going to happen. If somebody doesn't step up here and email me, again, frankopinion@yahoo.com, and cough up some money to sit at our table, I'm going to spend a couple of days begging for money as we get real close to May 20th. So give that some thought. Saw a terrific movie called Gifted with, and I didn't know this guy, Chris Evans. Ladies, you'll want to see the movie just for this guy. He's one of these, 5 o'clock shadow, perfectly chiseled chin. Yeah, one of those guys. And it's a really good movie. It's about a little girl who is gifted. And I think she's 7. And it's just a simple, great story and a good movie that won't get a lot of publicity. I never really heard of it. My wife mentioned it. She says it got some great reviews on, Rotten Tomatoes. And it was really good. So I know it's at Chesterfield and that big galaxy thing. I'm sure it's other places, too. So Gifted with Chris Evans. I forgot the name of the little girl, but, man, is she. She's very, very good. How old, Dan, was your Aunt Gus when she died?
110.
Dan has an aunt, and longtime listeners will remember, they called Gus, Aunt Gus, and she died at 110.
Yeah.
This person who just passed away in Indonesia would refer to her as a youngster. Wait till you hear this. His name was Sodimeho or Mabda Gotho. They had two names. He was from Central Java, Indonesia. He died last Saturday, and he had an ID card on him with his birth date. And according to multiple media outlets, they've done some checking, and it looks like all the paperwork is there, and if they are verified, this guy died at 146 years of age.
Wow!
How about that?
Man!
146.
Man, oh man.
And this is one of those countries, I'm looking at a picture of him, and he looks like a lot of those kind of starving people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get the Guinness or whatever it is because.
He won't?
The article I saw, they really didn't have a way to verify it because there was no birth certificate. Because they didn't do birth certificates before.
Too bad, because if he really was 146, he needs credit for that.
Well, and that would be outliving the oldest person by like almost over 20 years.
Except Methuselah in the Bible, who I think was 900-something years old. Yeah. Wasn't Noah like 400 years old or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Because I think before that, the highest was maybe 120, 119 or one.
Yeah, in the teens. More
so
than
he outlived the one by, you know, 27 years or something.
He outlived Aunt Gus.
Yeah, he did.
Ladies, would you get in here, please? There they come.
Ooh, that's nice.
I dedicate this joke to a longtime listener. He's 81 years old. His name is Max Markham. Max, it was a pleasure talking to you yesterday. And Max tried to stump me on the phone. He says, I got a joke. Okay. And I knew the joke, and I finished it for him, but I realized we haven't told it for a while. It's a joke about a golfer who gets a hole-in-one on a par 3 hole, and when he reaches in to get the ball out of the cup, a genie comes out, a mermaid genie. The genie, this is a golf course near the water. And she says, congratulations. You had a hole in one. It's my hole. You get a wish. She said, not three? She says, no, I'm not a three-wish genie. I'm a one-wish genie. What would you like? He says, well, what do most people ask for? She says, well, most men ask for either all the money in the world or, believe it or not, big penises. He says, hey. I'll tell you what, not just big, I'd like to have the biggest penis in the world. One that no one will ever, ever even come close to matching. She says, done. And he looks down and goes, done? She goes, oh, just wait. So she disappears, and he goes on to the next hole, and as he does, he feels something happening down there. Sure enough, things getting bigger. By the time he gets to the next hole after that, it's coming out below his shorts.
Oh.
By the time he gets to the next hole after that, it's bumping against his ankle. And then by the time he finishes, it's dragging the ground. By the time he gets home and tries to get out of the car, he has to wrap it around his waist and tie it. The next day, morning when he wakes up, before he can go out, he has to wrap it twice and then around his neck and then down under each arm. And he has to get a big old coat to cover it up. And my goodness, this is just out of control. So he's decided, I got to get that genie back. I have to get back to her and get another wish. So he goes to that golf course, and he just plays that hole over and over and over and over. Drag the penis, hit the ball. Drag the penis, hit the ball. Untie the penis, hit the ball. Finally, he gets another hole in one. He reaches in to get the ball. Out she comes. He said, oh, my goodness. Thank goodness. She says, what? He said, you remember me? She said, sure. Oh, it looks like you got your wish there. Look at that thing. He says, yes. I think you know what I'm going to ask. She says, I think I do. He said, can you make my legs longer?
Meet me. All right, here's Tim Weiland with a check on traffic, Tim.
Okay, Dan, they cleared the accident on westbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. All lanes are open. Solid jam from Florissant across the Blanchette Bridge. You have westbound 364 drivers jamming up from Highway 270 all the way out through Highway 94. Southbound 270, not really that bad until you hit about Big Bend, and then that right lane is jammed up trying to ramp onto westbound Highway 44. It's also jamming up a little bit south of Tesson Ferry. In the right lanes, getting off at Lime Ferry. Now, you know that Highway 21 and Highway 55 and 30 are all shut down now at the Merrimack River. So people have to take either Lime or Telegraph. And right now, you're jamming up on southbound at Lime Ferry from about Baumgartner over the Jeffco Bridge. And water has started coming onto that bridge, mostly in those right lanes. So they may be shutting that down a little bit later tonight. Southbound Telegraph is jammed up a little bit north of 255 through Baumgartner. Eastbound Highway 270, slow from the Rock Road through Washington Elizabeth. You're slow again from 367 across the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Eastbound 40 downtown, it is jamming up. It looks like a little bit east of Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge. And northbound 170, we're slow to stop and go now from Page all the way up through Highway 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples Print and Marketing Services has low prices on printing solutions for your business, like color copies and presentations, or custom business cards and banners. More at Staples Stores or staples.com/smallbiz. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
At Means Financial Group, our clients don't always see eye to eye on everything. Some people hate risk. Some don't mind it as much. Some people want to leave a financial legacy to their kids. Some don't care about that. But the one thing that everybody seems to agree on is that they don't want to pay more taxes than they have to. Because this is such an important issue to you, we put together a booklet to help guide you toward a more tax-efficient portfolio. And we're making it available for free. To get it for yourself, simply text the word booklet to 555-888. Again, text the word booklet to 555-888. There's no cost and no obligation. We just want to get this booklet in your hands to help you be as informed as possible and avoid paying taxes that you don't have to pay. Simply text the word booklet to 555-888. Again, text booklet to 555-888.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Means Financial Group are independent of each other.
Bad things can happen late at night. And in Washington, D.C., late-night closed-door meetings could spell higher costs for millions of older Americans. Congress is secretly trying to revive its failed health care bill. They're cutting deals to let the big insurance companies charge you even more. It starts with an age tax. If you're 50 or older, they can charge you five times more than everyone else, up to $13,000 more per year. Now they're going after anyone with a pre-existing condition, letting insurance companies charge you thousands more if you're sick. They could even deny you life-saving coverage if you need treatment like chemotherapy and dialysis. And it's all going on behind closed doors in Washington. Call 844-833-9664 today and tell your member of Congress to stop the backroom deals, stop the higher prices, and stop the age tax. Paid for by AARP.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-9373. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-9373. That's 1-800-600-9373. 1-800-600-9373.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, "Hey, I've been thinking about you," which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, "Hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was." That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
RTP and Husqvarna are celebrating spring by giving you green. When you purchase a qualifying Husqvarna powered by Honda walk mower at RTP from April 1st through June 15th, you'll receive a $50 mail-in rebate. With powerful Honda engines, 3-in-1 cutting systems, and all-wheel drive capability, Husqvarna walk mowers deliver superior performance and features for a beautiful lawn you'll be proud of. To purchase your Husqvarna mower or have one serviced, visit RTP at 427 West Outer Road Road in Valley Park, or call 636-825-8300.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Hey, it's Andy Strickland, host of Hockey Sense. Good ice leads to good hockey, and good ice comes from cold temperatures. Did you know that the cold temperatures can lead to the ultimate wellness experience? I'm talking about cryotherapy and Berman Chiropractic and Wellness in Clayton. Top athletes and weekend warriors like me have been using cryotherapy to train harder and improve recovery. Set up your cryotherapy appointment today by calling Berman Chiropractic and Wellness at 314-862-5700 or online at BermanChiropractic.com.
How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Time to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living last summer helped me with my deck, and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl wraps, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show.
And I'm Dave Sherwood.
John Shea and David Sherwood will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
They'll be broadcasting live from Flanagan Paint and Supply's new location at the intersection of Clayton and Clarkson in Ellisville.
It's the Inside Out Show, live on remote.
That's my line.
That's this Saturday. The Inside Out Show, live from Flanagan Paint and Supply, a family-owned and operated full-service decor store.
Come and join us.
Come on out this Saturday.
Live on location on the Big 550 KTERRA.
You know, hardly a week goes by that I don't get an email from somebody saying, in all the years, 35 years, doing this show, they don't think anybody will ever be as entertaining as Reggie McDaniel. You know, I agree with that.
Yeah,
he's very entertaining.
With that too.
But now it's time to check in with Mike Evans out in Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. You need to know that they're closed on Monday. Not just one Monday, but every Monday. And if they're right next door to each other, and the gift cards to either or both are always a good idea. They sell thousands a year. And they're in Chesterfield Valley, east of everything else there. Would you please, we're going west now to Southern California. Welcome, Mike Evans.
Give it in.
I tell you what, I really love the Smokehouse. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just great. And Tom's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Just wonderful. I mean, it's the best restaurant in St. Louis.
That's a big
statement.
And I thought
Reggie, I loved Reggie, man. I thought he was great.
Yeah, he was. He was.
You know? I don't know why you would.
What?
You know what, homie.
No, I don't.
Yeah, oh, you do.
You're acting like I did something.
You're not as dumb as you look, homie.
See, now you're saying I look dumb.
Wow.
I didn't say that. Pop quiz question. Are you ready, homie?
I'm ready.
Name the name of the star who was sent to military school in the ninth grade, offered a football scholarship to play football at West Virginia, but dropped out of school.
Oh.
Nick Cannon. Mm. Chris Pine. Channing Tatum. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Who is Chris Pine? Should I know that?
Oh, he was in Superman.
Okay.
He was also in one of my favorite movies, and one movie that you loved many years ago.
What?
It was his first movie.
What?
See, this shows my intelligence and my being able to reach back and grab, you know, memories even at my older age.
What is it?
Wow.
Chris Pine was the star of a movie called Bottle Rocket.
Bottle Shock.
Okay, Bottle Shock.
What?
At least I remember the damn movie.
I didn't remember the name of it, but yeah, it was a good movie. and a movie that most people don't know anything about. But if you, if you,
Dan,
you
shut up, I'll come right over through this phone.
He will, Dan. He'll do it.
I'll do it. Don't think I won't.
Here's what's interesting about Bottle Shock. I don't give two hoots about wine. I don't know about wine.
But it was a great movie.
I only like the taste of one wine, Rombauer Red Zinfandel. This movie is terrific.
Yeah.
And that's an actual wine term, Bottle Shock, and you'll learn what it means in the movie.
Peon just played a...
I bottle rocket. I know. That's making fun of Mike for making the mistake, and I'm not going to have any part of it.
Oh. Thank you, Frank.
Oh, you're welcome.
Celebrity sighting, Heidi Klum and kids eating a Big Mac at McDonald's in Santa Monica. I don't make this stuff up, folks.
Yeah.
Katy Perry spotted Malibu riding bike on the beach path wearing braces. Katy wears braces
Who
when no
cares?
Cameras are around.
Who cares?
Serious non-sighting. I think this will probably fall into the who cares. Kanye West has not been seen in 2 months.
Yeah.
Reportedly could be a Betty Ford. Others say he's had a total mental breakdown, but he has not been seen in 2 months.
Okay, boy.
These will make you feel proud to be an American. A friend of mine who works at the Pentagon, lives in Alexandria, talked to him today, told me that the F-35 fighter jets that we have are 8 years ahead of any jet that China and Russia has.
Yeah.
I like it.
USA.
Another reason to be glad that you live in America. In North Korea, regular lawn, grass, doesn't grow very much, but when it does grow, it is harvested and sold in stores as a vegetable.
Oh.
It's a vegetable.
Oh, my goodness.
They have no food there.
Wow.
Biggest problem in New York City isn't guns, crimes, rats, or even high prices. It's bed bugs. Whole city overrun by those little biting varmint bed bugs. They say there could be billions of them in New York City. Even the five-star hotels have them. What happens, though, is you stay in New York, and then you get on a plane in your luggage, and you know they're running around and jumping into the luggage.
Oh, yeah. You take them with you.
I know.
I've never seen them. Can you actually see them? I guess
they're about the size of head of a pin. Well, you've had crabs. You know how those crabs are?
I've not had crabs.
Come on now.
No.
Talk to your daddy with your A200.
No, you have to have sex to get crabs.
Oh, that's true.
Crabs.
Well, remember that time you had sex when you were by yourself, remember?
Oh, sure. That was great.
Anyway!
No.
Anyway.
Nope.
Odds and ends, people talking about Johnny Depp's Wildcat spending. However,
and there's always a however in life.
He's also gone from being annoying to just being a jerk. Even his closest friends now are trying to avoid him.
He seems like he's always on something.
Yeah, I agree.
Weird.
I agree. This is very cool. Almost all service dogs are now trained to certainly do what their special need masters need them to do and learn. But these dogs are also trained to recognize and point when they smell explosives.
Yeah.
So, you know, the dog helping his blind master through the airport, if he smells explosives, he'll stop and point at him. That's really good.
That is good.
That's a good thing. Chicago Tribune headline, homie. Normal, Illinois is in a certain part of Illinois, about 500 miles from Oblong, Illinois, about 500 miles apart. Two co-eds for those two towns met at the University of Illinois and married. Chicago Tribune social page screamed, Normal man marries Oblong woman.
I like it. I like it.
I kind of like it. And finally.
Now, before you get to the pop quiz question, my wife and I saw a movie last night, and I think you and Cheryl would like it. It's called Gifted with Chris Evans, and I didn't know who he was, but Cheryl will like him. He's one of those hunks.
Like me.
It's a really good movie, Gifted. So
I haven't seen it.
Take her and go see it. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, well, thanks for the nugget.
You're welcome.
I feel a little bad, you know, when I said you know earlier.
Oh, don't feel bad.
I really feel swam by Peon, but you know.
I'll have a talk.
I think he should be suspended. Yeah, is what I think.
I'll have a meeting with him after the show.
Did you hear I say Peon?
Yes.
You should be suspended.
That'd be great.
That'd be great.
Did you hear what he just did? While you're doing that, he played the bottle rocket again. More disrespect.
You know what?
These youngsters. These kids have no respect.
I hope. You know what, Peon? I hope you have painful rectal itch tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. There you go.
Okay.
Man, the name of the star who went to military school in ninth grade was given a scholarship in West Virginia to play football, dropped out. Nick Cannon, Chris Pine, Channing Tatum, Jake Gyllenhaal.
I'll go Channing Tatum.
I'm going to go Nick Cannon because that guy, to me, just seems stupid. So, Nick Cannon.
Channing Tatum,
I watched a little. What's that show he did? Was it America's Got Talent? I never think he was a good host. You know, he's Mr. Mariah Carey. That's why.
Yeah, not anymore.
That's right, not anymore. So good luck to him. He's probably already got so much money, it doesn't matter. That was Mike Evans. He was coming to you from Southern California. He was also coming to you courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They are in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. And gift cards are always a good idea. American Equity Mortgage. I wish I'd kept some kind of counter on how many American Equity Mortgage commercials we've done over the last 25 years. 52 weeks a year. I know. Unheard of.
Thank you.
There are lots of mortgage companies. I don't know why it is when you close on a house, and that's something Peon has yet to experience, is closing on a house. Dan, would you agree with me? You sign about 9,000 documents when you close on a house, and then they get a title company and a mortgage company. You have the right to pick the mortgage company and the title company. I still don't really understand what a title company does, but it's necessary. It's also necessary, unless you're really rich, to have a mortgage. So, American Equity Mortgage, they have helped thousands of people. If your credit's a little shaky, they'll work as hard as anybody to get you as good a rate as anybody could ever get you on that mortgage, based, of course, on your credit history. And then if you are a homeowner, you have a thing called equity. Equity is the part of the house that you actually own. Say it's a $200,000 house, you owe $140,000. It's $60,000 in equity, and when it comes time to borrow money, that's a good thing to have. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Meet me.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic, and here he is, Tim Weiland.
That earlier accident on westbound 70 at Earth City Expressway, that has been cleared, and you're backed all the way up to Highway 170, but northbound 270 is jamming from Dorset in the right lanes, trying to ramp on to Highway 70. You had an earlier accident on southbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road. Looks like that's been cleared, but the backup goes all the way around to Highway 170. Eastbound 270 jams 370 through Washington Elizabeth, again from 367 over the Chain of Rocks Bridge. You have southbound 270. The only slowdown is just from Marshall Road in the two right lanes, ramping onto westbound Highway 44, so that's not too bad. And actually, it's not that bad with the bridges, or with Highway 55 being shut down. I thought Lima and Oakville and Telegraph would be a lot worse, but you're just slow now on southbound Telegraph between 255 and Baumgartner. Eastbound 40 downtown, still slowing from about, let's see, it looks like it's better now. It looks like it's from about Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And you have northbound 170. Those drivers are on the brakes from Midland up through Highway 270. And westbound 364 is still a solid jam from Highway 270 through 94. And this report brought to you by Staples. Staples Print and Marketing Services has low prices on printing solutions for your business, like color copies and presentations or custom business cards and banners. More at Staples Stores or staples.com/smallbiz. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Berry Hill Golf Course in the city of Bridgeton is celebrating 50 years in business. Do yourself a favor. Get out and play nine holes at Berry Hill. You'll be glad you did. Call 314-731-7979 and enjoy the 50-year tradition at Berry Hill Golf Course in Bridgeton.
Today, many are rethinking stock market risk. Is any potential upside gain worth the downside risk? Learn how you could protect yourself on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Here's a little ditty about that John Deere mower deck that mows faster, better. Not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. If you just mow fast, but your yard looks bad, then you got a lot of ugly grass. You need a John Deere to take care of your yard. You need a Z-Track Z345-0. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. The XL deck's got more capacity for yards like yours that get to grassity. Want to mow well in the higher gear? See a John Deere dealer, nothing runs like a deer.
Thank you for being with us today, and thank a police officer every chance you get. See you tomorrow. Scott Sherman will be here in the 4 o'clock hour. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Dusty Delta Day!
Oh, my goodness! You've got a friend in me when the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
This is officially the biggest impact to our state-owned highways in the St. Louis region.
More than 100 St. Louis highways closed by the flood and more impacted today. From Eureka to Arnold and West Alton, how the rain falling now could impact the rivers going forward.
Just as the water begins to go down here in Pacific, another round of rain moves in.
A fan hit by a bullet in Busch Stadium. Where it came from and what the Cardinals are saying tonight.
An hour-long edition of Fox 2 News at 6 starts now.
Fox 2 News starts now with breaking news.
Yeah, we're following breaking news right now of a report of a possible shots fired near the St. Louis University campus.
A tweet on the SLU Twitter account reported shots fired outside...